Good morning, New York. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis here, Sunday morning. And we have done everything in New York to establish a two-party system, but we're still lacking. And with us this morning is our upstate Republican congressman who won, John Katko, out of Syracuse. Good morning, John Katko. How are you this morning?
Good, John. How are you, my friend?
I am fine. Congratulations on your win. We had a big show last week on the New York City, New York State, the differential about having a two-party system. And it seems like upstate is not as bad as downstate. What does the Republican Party have to do to get closer to the two-party system?
Well, John, I think the obvious thing is that everything in New York City runs through the prism. I'm sorry, everything in New York State runs through the prism of New York City. It dominates state politics. On the federal level, we have plenty of congressmen and women in upstate New York, and we cover a wide geographic area up there. And, you know, it's much more balanced. Downstate, forget it. It's impossible the way the city really kind of dominates things. So it's really going to be incumbent upon the Republican Party to make inroads in the city somehow, some way, by probably selecting more moderate Republican candidates from the city that can appeal across party lines. I think that's going to be that's a tough chore, but it can be done.
It's we lost Congressman Dan Donovan, and we lost State Senator Marty Golden. But you managed to hold on for your congressional seat in a tough Syracuse election. And what was your secret?
No, John, and that's a really kind of a good way to look at it, New York City. My district is 5% more Democrats roughly than Republicans. And it is, you know, it's now considered one of the toughest districts in the country for a Republican to hold. But I did it by localizing the politics and not nationalizing them. I spoke about things that are endemic to central New York and things that are very important. Like water quality issues were very big. The opioid issue was very big. And we had some tourism issues with some great sites up here that I was able to get put on the track to Maine National Parks. And those types of things really kind of helped round out some of the national narrative that might not be appealing to Democrats. And Donald Trump is upside down big time in my district. But I was able to cut through that. And despite that, I was able to just kind of localize the race. And quite frankly, I didn't get outworked either.
Now the Congress is going to be, the Republicans will be the minority and Democrats will be the majority. Do you see any hope on working together, closer together, for America versus working for the GOP or the Democratic Party?
I do, John, and I think that one of them is pretty exciting, which I think we really can do something on, and that is infrastructure. I'm on Transportation and Infrastructure Committee by choice, and I think that the highway / infrastructure bill is definitely a real possibility. I know the Democrats want it. I know a lot of Republicans want it. I know it would probably do well in the Senate. So I'm cautiously optimistic that that's one of those big things that we can get done in a bipartisan fashion. Now, it does depend somewhat on who they ultimately pick for speaker on the Democratic side. And if it's someone who's going to be willing to reach across the aisle a little bit and share the credit, that's great. If it's Nancy Pelosi, I think it's going to be tough. But we'll see. Even she is getting taught a lesson at 77 years old that even her shtick is wearing out within her party. So I think that she's starting to understand a little bit more that maybe it's not going to be politics as usual for her if she gets the chair. And so I'm cautiously optimistic that some infrastructure work is one of the big ticket items that we can get done. And maybe even some criminal justice reform.
I had Governor Cuomo on last week, and I asked him, is there any hope that he can get his congressional delegation, the Democratic delegation in New York City, New York State, to work closer for America and make a deal to get back the tax benefits that New York State had before. And as we know, Trump, being a New Yorker, wants to help New York State, but he also wants his wall. You see any hope like that, where Governor Cuomo can get his the New York City, New York State Democratic delegation to work towards that?
I'm sure there'll be some efforts. I think the efforts are going to be more global than that. I think the efforts on the Democratic side are going to be to try and repeal the tax reform altogether, which I think would be a terrible thing for our economy. Now, if we can fix the tax anomaly with New York State, that would be great, and I'd be supportive of that. So it'll be interesting to see if they're willing to get fix it and make it stronger, or do they just want to throw the whole thing out? And that, quite frankly, is anybody's guess right now.
Congressman, anything else you want to say to your New Yorkers or your constituents?
Yeah, I think getting back to your original question, I mean, my district is proof positive, and my race is proof positive that you can win and you can be successful repeatedly in a district that is not your party's dominated. Your party doesn't dominate in that district. And I want to inspire people to really keep trying to run races, and don't make them national, make them local, very local, and find the local issues, run and try and break into the logjam in New York City, because the New York City politics are really dominated by the Democratic machine, and that's fine, and that's well and good from the registration standpoint. But there are talented individuals out there who can definitely make a difference on the Republican side of New York City if they just put their head down and really work hard and understand the local issues and fight hard for them.
Congressman John Katko of Syracuse, thank you so much for calling in, and we'll catch up with you again real soon.
You got it, my friend. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. This is the Katz Roundtable. We'll be right back.